listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. That's right, you're listening to The Max, only on LA Talk Radio. It's 11 o'clock here in New York on September 7th, 8 o'clock on the West Coast in LA. Everybody, welcome fall, welcome back. I'm here. It's been a month and a week since I've talked to you all on my radio show. I miss every one of you, all my listeners out there. And I want to let you know right off the bat here on LA Talk Radio, we've got a new telephone number, so you can contact us on 323-203-0815. Call in, talk to me, talk to my guests. Let me know what's on your mind. That's what a talk radio show is all about. I am live right now, and I'm so glad to be back on the air that I'm excited because I've got amazing guests tonight. I've got model, actress, philanthropist, niece of the general Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan. His niece will be on tonight, Amanda Annan, talking about her amazing trip to Kenya. I've got stylist du jour of the day, Q, we call her as. She's the amazing stylist. She's going to be on later on the show. But before we get anywhere, I've got to tell you all, I've had an amazing summer. I'm not going to talk about it on this show because we've got next week. I've got an amazing lineup for tonight, so I'm going to get into that. But I got to right off the bat say hi to all my friends at Candlewood Lake. We had an amazing weekend. We had a hurricane. It was a trip. Pouring rain, swimming in the lake during a hurricane. Let me tell you something, one of the greatest experiences of my life. So I want to say to all my friends up there, hello, hello at Candlewood Lake. Check out Candlewood Lake. Go to candlewoodlake.com. Now, I've got to tell you all, right off the bat, we have got an amazing show tonight, like I've said. We have Amanda Annan. She did a trip with Virgin, Sir Richard Branson. And she's going to come on this show and she's going to tell us about that and about all of her fantastic and wonderful humanitarian and philanthropic websites that you can go to and get involved. So I guess, Sam, without any further ado, let's just get her on the show and dive right into To The Max on LA Talk Radio. You're all more than welcome to call in at 323-203-0815 to talk to myself, to ask Amanda questions, or whatever you would like to do, but definitely call us. And listen, Apple iPhone, everyone. You can now listen to us on Apple iPhone. Go to latalkradio.com, click on the little link down there, sign your iPhone up, and listen to us wherever you are on iPhones. How cool is that? We stream now on iPhones. Listen to To The Max and any of their fantastic show. We have a great lineup of hosts. It's building every day, and we're going to get Amanda on the line in just a moment. So bear with me as you hear the ringing of the phone.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda. This is Max, and you're live on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. Welcome to
Hello.
Be my... How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. You're my first guest for my new season here at To The Max, and I'm so honored to have you on because I was telling my listeners just before I did your intro that you are, first of all, the niece of the Secretary General of the United Nations from January 97 to 2007, Kofi Annan. And I read a fantastic little clip that your uncle stated that the last name rhymes with Cannon, so it's Annan and not Anan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was like, is it the last name Annan or Annan? I said, I'm going to figure this out. And then I found out that it indeed is Annan. So
it's Annan, yes.
Annan. Now, you're living right now in Los Angeles. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, I am living in Los Angeles.
And you're a model and an actress, and you've been in some, I tried to get a glimpse of one of your films, and I think it was called Ragtime? Not Ragtime.
Oh,
Ragtag.
Yes.
Ragtag.
Ragtag, yes. That was a film I shot in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yes. Now, so you're a model, you're an actress. You're one of the first faces, weren't you, for an ethnic line that was done for, was it? Vidal Sassoon?
Yes. When Vidal Sassoon first introduced products for, as you'd say here in America, African-Americans and ethnics,
right.
We had, they decided to do a new campaign, and that was one of my first modeling jobs, actually. Mm-hmm. I had never modeled before, but I was fortunate to bump into a makeup artist who introduced me to an agent. Mm-hmm. And that happened to be the first job I booked. So that was the first thing I did when I started my modeling career.
So you had a fantastic modeling career, and then you turned into, you know, you come from a lineage of diplomats, and all of a sudden here's their daughter that's like, I'm going to be an actress and a model. How did your family react to your decision?
It was very difficult. Very difficult. I think I decided when I was really young, I wanted to be a singer, actually. And mm-hmm. that didn't happen because, you know, my father wouldn't let me do that. And so when I started high school and I had gotten to college, I actually quit college and just decided to do my own thing. So I got an apartment by myself, and everybody was like, what are you doing? You're wasting your life and that. And I decided I wanted to actually be an actress. But then I ran into a lady who said, oh, no, you can be a model. You can, you know, you can travel the world and see the world and make lots of money. And I thought, that sounds interesting, you know?
Well, absolutely. And she was correct, because you are a beautiful girl. There is a website out there where I forgot the name of the website, but I'll find out what it is, because someone had sent me an email. They're like, did you realize how beautiful she is? I'm like, well, I saw her pictures. And then they're like, there's a whole fan site just for you where your ratings are through the roof. You know, they like askmen.com or something, how to rate the women.
A fan site for me? I didn't know about that.
There is, and I'll find out what it is and I'll let you know. But I think what's most important, I'll definitely let you know. I think it's when I found it, I was like, I'm going to tell her, because I don't know if she knows about it or not.
I
definitely want to talk about, you know, you're an actress, a model, you're a mm-hmm. philanthropist, and more recently, you're a humanitarian. You've done an amazing journey with Sir Richard Branson and the whole Virgin family. Mm-hmm. So I would love to just dive right into, how did you get involved with this mission, with this volunteer mm-hmm. mission to Kenya?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the thing is, Virgin has an arm of Virgin called Virgin Unite, and Virgin right. Unite is a arm of Virgin which aims towards creating different charities to try and raise money in different ways for causes all around the world. Mm-hmm. Now, one of their projects was a project to try and rebuild a school in a place called Kenya, which mm-hmm. is a country in Africa, and we had to travel to Kenya. Now, in order to be to select the people to go there, to Kenya, they wrote to certain people who were their Gold Flying Club members. Now, a mm-hmm. Flying Club member is the Gold, it's like American Airlines membership.
Right, and Delta, they have their.
Correct. And so they wrote to me and said, would I like to come on this trip? And Sir Richard Branson is actually a very good friend of my uncle. So I decided, yes, I would come on the trip, and I got a crew together to film a documentary whilst we were there. So I went about getting a crew from Los Angeles to come with me, and we flew to London, where I met 9 other people, including 3 staff from Virgin, which I'd never met in my life. Mm-hmm. And it was our first time meeting, and we all, a thing we all had to do was raise $4,000 minimum each.
Right. Okay.
And so all that money was put together. Some people raised more, some people raised less. And then, you know, it was almost like a reality show. 10 people meet, we never met before, and then we're thrown on this plane, and we flew to Nairobi, which is the capital of Kenya. And then from there, we were taken on a small plane to the Masai Mara.
Oh, it's now, the most beautiful place.
Yes, it's actually called the 8th wonder of the world, because they have the wildebeest migration.
Right.
Once a year, and you've got like almost 1 million wildebeest migrating across, and people go there just to see the migration. And we were lucky because we were sponsored by a hotel called the Sarova Mara Hotels,
right.
And they put us in a wonderful camp, which is in the middle of this game reserve. And so you had lions, zebras, elephants, giraffes, everything around you. And the school was located 5 kilometers away from the game reserve. And every morning, we had to start at 6, go to the school, and we started building. And one of the things we had to do, we had to build dormitories. Mm-hmm. Because these were kids. They're like kids from as young as 2 all the way through to like 14 with very little. Like most of them did not even have school uniforms, you know. But one thing they all did is they spoke English very fluently, you know. So they're willing to learn, you know.
Right.
And the school was basically nothing. And a lot of them stayed in the school. They had to live in the school because they had to walk like 300 kilometers to school and 500, you know, really long distances.
They basically had to migrate to school, right? It's
correct.
Like a migration
and some of them
to
were
school.
Orphan.
Wow.
Pardon?
It's
some
like a migration to school. You know,
yeah.
here in the States, everyone thinks, oh, it's so difficult. I've got to wake up in the morning and drive my child to school. Meanwhile, these are children with no shoes who have to walk kilometers and kilometers.
Oh, I mean, it was amazing. And, you know, the thing is, a lot of them are orphans.
Right.
A lot of the girls, because in that part of Kenya, female circumcision still happens.
Right.
So a lot of the girls are in school to avoid being circumcised, you know.
I have a friend of mine going right now, actually, for that call is to do another mission. So it is an issue that exists.
Yeah, it's very, very, and it's heart-wrenching, you know. So, you know, like, because you meet all these people, you know, like kids, and they were all sleeping. They had no dormitories. Mm. They had one faucet in the whole school. There was one tap in the whole school that, you know, for water. And they
right.
was outside, and they all had to bathe and eat and do. I mean, it was the only source of water in the whole school, one faucet. And so one of the things we did was we built two dormitories, one for girls, one for boys.
Mm-hmm.
We provided bunk beds, you know. We built
right.
showers.
Beautiful.
So they can take showers. Shower cubicles, painted beautiful, wonderful murals on the walls. And even in the bathrooms, painted murals showing them how to wash their hands, clean their hands, you know. And
right.
some of them, I mean, the conditions there were horrible. They all slept on dirt floors. That's how they mm-hmm. slept, you know, with no blankets and nothing.
Right.
And
the thing is, did you find that the children, even though they had these awful conditions, that they were happy?
Oh, the children there are amazing. They're so, so happy. And they were so excited when we came because they just wanted to, you know, they just wanted to see what we were up to. And they were like, we were talking to them. We, you know, like, you know, I think it's, you know, it wasn't for me and for a lot of people that came, because everyone that came on this trip was chosen from a different, you know, we had someone that was a banker, you know, another lady was a housewife, you know. So everyone was, you know, came from a different part of, you know, like different career paths, you know.
Right.
And we all had to work together to help these children, you know.
What was your most memorable experience building this dormitory?
I mean, my most memorable experience was in the dormitories, which was when the parents, because the parents came in to mm-hmm. see what we were doing. So they had the parents migrating. And you can imagine it was this beautiful landscape, open, and you could look in a distance and you could see all these people coming to the school. And the Maasai people are very colorful. They use all these colorful fabrics. And you could see the sea of colorful people all coming to see these dormitories. And some of them had been walking since morning.
Wow.
You know, like 100 kilometers. Some of them the day before, just to come and see the school that their kids were going, you know, this new dormitories. And they all came and they were all colorful and they had a meeting with the headmaster. And it was just so amazing because the important thing is a lot of them felt more comfortable because now they could know that their children are being educated in an environment which is even better than what they have at home.
Of course, and education is such power to these countries. Now, let me ask you a question. Is all of this, now you have this all documented, right? You have a documentary going. Will the general public be able to see this massive color coming to the school to celebrate the opening?
It's all documented on the documentary, and at the moment we're actually pitching it to several networks here in Los Angeles, and then we're gonna and then once that gets, we're gonna finish it, because the whole precept of the documentary is it's just about how something like this can change the lives. It's all about how normal people, anybody, you or I, or you know, the girl next door, the man next door, can just go on a journey in life, and then you know, just come back with a whole totally different perspective of life, you know.
Absolutely.
Because there you are in a place where people have hardly anything, and yet you know they are so eager to learn, and education is the key, because at least with education they become self-sustainable. That was one of the issues we were thinking, okay, now we've gone, we've built these dormitories, we've dug a borehole, they have running water from the showers, you know, and how are they going to keep this up, you know? Like, what happens when we leave?
Right, so, the aftercare, Yes, I like to call it, what next program. You know, a lot of people go in, they help change, and then what next? So you're definitely helping them with the what next stage.
We're helping them all the way, because also, yeah, the hotel that we stayed at, the Sarovamara, the game camp, also donates to the school. And they're the ones that originally brought the attention of Sir Richard Branson to the school, because he was staying there and they took him to the school and he decided that he'll make a change.
Now, how was it to meet Richard Branson, Sir Richard Branson?
It was great. I mean, Richard is an amazing, amazing man. You know, he's so full of life, so energetic, and he goes with his gut feeling. And I think that's been one of the reasons why he's been so successful at what he does.
Absolutely.
Because he's a really good communicator with people.
Now, you know? I just want to say it's, you know, it's so amazing. You know, there's a lot of people in this world that have these, you know, tons and tons of money, and they don't know where to put it. And he is one person that definitely puts it into the right place at the right time.
Oh, yes. And with Virgin Unite, well, they've got so many incentives, so many projects going on at the moment all over the world, where people are raising money. They've got Virgin staff raising money. They've got people doing their own charities. You know, like, there's so much happening, you know.
There is.
And he created this so he could share his wealth and his knowledge, you know. And Virgin basically sponsors most of it.
And everyone listening out there tonight, if you want more information, please get your computers out and go to virginunite.com, where you can find all the information about this wonderful experience in life, and maybe even get involved. I mean, there's a link to get involved.
It's amazing, so, because there's so much you can do. And, you know, sometimes it's like, I know sometimes, you know, because sometimes people don't want to donate because you feel like, oh my God, where's my money going? And you hear stories where charities just for things. But with Virgin Unite, you can get actively involved, because the way they've planned it out is you can start a fundraiser in your office, you can do an event with your family, do something at a school with your kids, you know. They've made it easy and fun.
Well, I also want to tell you all right now, while I'm dropping websites here, to definitely check out the SavoraHotels.com, because there you can actually see where Amanda stayed. They show the game camps there and everything. So check out that website. And if you're ever inclined to go to Africa, I suggest you stay there. How was that hotel for you? Did you enjoy it?
The Sarova Hotels, it's amazing. It's like the Sarova Hotels is a group of hotels in Kenya. And the one we stayed is called the Sarovamara. It's basically about 75 tents, you know, huge luxury tents where, you know, you basically staying in the open air. But it's
beautiful.
All fenced, so you don't get any wild animals who come
in.
I know, because that's the first thing I thought.
The lions, the elephants.
Exactly. But, you know, you get to go on safari twice a day. The staff is amazing. The food is just to die for. And, you know, you get a taste of Africa. And the tents are just amazing, because it's like these huge tents, and they're all, you've got your bed inside, and it's all, you've got your mosquito netting and everything. And it's a really, really good hotel. The service is excellent. It's comparable to a 5-star hotel here. And it's really, you know, it's an amazing experience.
I can imagine. Now, I know that a lot of people are going to ask, you're staying in these things, is there running water, and do the toilets flush?
Oh, there is running water, there's hot water, cold water, there's toilet flushes, and, you know, basically it's just like staying in any hotel around the world, except you're in a huge tent. Your room is a tent.
Oh, it sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Now, it's just beautiful.
I would love to ask you, you know, we were talking about these children in Africa, and to me, you know, when I watch documentaries, and especially like on National Geographic and such, they have just so much joy in their face. Was there any child that you were drawn to, especially that has a special place in your heart? Was there one in general?
Yes, there was one of my duties whilst I was on this mission was working on the farm, because we had to cultivate the land to help them grow their own food. Mm-hmm. And they needed water for that. But since we dug the borehole, and whilst I was working on the farm, I was working with a girl who had actually been through primary school and high school, and I got to know her very well, and I asked her why she wasn't, you know, going to college or something, you know, and she basically could not afford to go to college. So she was working on this farm for a dollar a day, and a very good friend of mine who I made on this trip, and I decided to sponsor her education. So we sponsored her, and we asked her where she'd like to go to school, and she said, oh, I want to be a tour guide. And she'd already checked out the school, and so we made a trip all the way to this tour guide school, which was like about an hour and a half trip through the, you know, through the forest. I mean, it was just amazing. It was like a very long, I mean, there were zebras and lions and everything on the way. And, you know, and so we took her to this school, and it was all filmed, and we basically told them that we were going to sponsor her, and they said she had to go through an exam process, and she did, and she got in. And so now she's in school.
Wow.
And it's a year. And next year she'll be a tour guide, and so she can get a proper job, which will pay way more than a dollar a day.
Right.
And you see, she can send her siblings to school as well, you know. So it's, you know, that's why education, I feel, it's really important, because this is the only way these people can get out of this vicious circle.
Absolutely. Now, as you change, you absolutely changed her life. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Do you feel your life has been changed by this mission with Virgin Unite?
You know, my life has been changed, you know, like in so many different ways. You know, it's like just the hearts of these people, you know, and just to thank God every day that, you know, I'm in a place where everything is in abundance, you know.
Right.
And the things we think are important are really sometimes not, because when you go there, these people have nothing. I mean, I went to one of their villages where they live, and basically they live in a hut with a cow and no bed, nothing. They just sleep on the floor. And, you know, we're here, and, you know, and we're always complaining, and, you know, it just made me so thankful about life, you know. And it just changed my view on a lot of things. And it made me want to reach out more, because you just realize how little you can do to change someone's destiny.
Absolutely. Now, you know, and you're changing the destiny for so many children there. So I congratulate you. I bow to you, because without your help, it wouldn't have been possible. I'm very big with, you know, philanthropy and getting involved and giving back and paying forward and such. And you totally, you know, it's lovely when someone helps one child. But it's amazing when someone helps the whole community. So you should be an inspiration for a lot of girls out there who in life don't know what they want to do. Check out Amanda's life. You're going to check out this documentary. I cannot wait to see it. And I really think that if anyone is struggling with what they want to do in life, listen to this show, To the Max, tonight. You can always check it out and play back. We keep it in our archives. And listen to how Amanda's life was changed and how possibly your life can be changed by it. So, you know, so this trip must have just totally, what was your feeling when you came back to America? You got off the Virgin airplane and you came back to your home.
One of the weirdest things was on our way back, we went to London first, and we were there for like a week. And, you know, we landed, and it was just like surreal, you know, because here we had been for about 2.5 weeks in this, you know, totally different. It was like a different world, you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you come back and you're like, God. And it's funny, because I was speaking to the producer of the documentary the other day, and I was watching a trailer she had made, and I was like, God, I got goosebumps all over. You know, oh my God, you know, it just took me back there, you know. It's just, the experience is just amazing, you know. And I think coming back to America, one of the first things I felt was like, I'd love to go back again.
Have you been back since?
I haven't been back since, but we are planning on going back in January next year. Because whilst I was there as well, I formed my friend I made there, and I formed our own charity called Etcetera, which stands for Educate the Children.
And now there's a website for that, isn't there?
Yes, it's www.etcetera.org. I'll spell that. That is www.etcetera.org. And what we do, it's Etcetera, as in ETC, meaning educate the children. Right. So what we decided to do is raise funds and do events so that we can actually educate all the children in that, you know, part of Kenya, all the Maasai children, because that school we went to was just one school, and that was the lucky school, you know?
Absolutely.
But there's so many other schools in that area that we could help, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we've made it our mission to, through this charity, to basically do that and then, you know, see what we can do and go out there and, you know, reach out to people and see how we can change, you know?
Well, I would love to get involved. I would love to get involved because,
oh,
you know, that would be great.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, the thing is, it's like when you hear about these things, I was like, oh, I think it would be so nice to get involved. But it's so easy to get involved. And that's, you know, I'm on so many charity boards and such. And the thing is, it's just get involved. And I'm trying to tell people this all the time. You know, don't think about it, be about it, you know. And it's like so easy and fulfilling and rewarding to give back. And I personally would love to get involved. So whatever help I can offer. I've been involved in many events. We could do a big fundraising event on the East Coast, on the West Coast. We could definitely figure out ways to make money.
Yeah, because so, that's what we're doing. We're planning all sorts of things. And, you know, the website just launched. And, you know, we're just trying to put it all together, you know. And
well, definitely, I would love to be involved. So count me in.
Okay, 100%. So I'll definitely count you in then.
Now, speaking of, are you involved still with CAMFED?
Yes, I'm involved with CAMFED. CAMFED is another charity organization I belong to. And what CAMFED does is CAMFED has done a system where what they do is they go and what they believe is educating female children in Africa.
Right.
Because what happens is a lot of the females do not get educated because
they
what
don't.
Happens is when a family's poor, they'll educate the male child. And the females
Absolutely.
Get married at 11, they're married. By 12, they're having babies, you know. So it's very harsh. And what CAMFED does is they actually approach the parents and say, listen, your daughter can go to school. You don't have to worry about paying. We'll pay, you know?
Right, right.
And CAMFED has had great success stories. You know, they've had women that have come from places where they had no shoes, no clothes, and now they're judges and doctors and lawyers. And, you know, this is just
absolutely. And they're changing the nation.
Them all the way. Yeah, so far they've helped 4 million women.
Wow.
And they also have an alumni of all the women that have gone through the CAMFED system. And what they do is they form their own group, which is called CAMA. And they then go back to the grassroots and talk to the young women in the grassroots level and say to them, listen, you can make something out of your life. And with CAMFED, you know, obviously, CAMFED is a very big organization now, and they're based in America as well as in the UK. And they've been at the United Nations. They've met, I mean, there was one of the girls that actually came and met President Clinton. And I think recently there was another girl that met President Bush, you know, because they get invited.
Amazing.
And stuff. And Anne Cotton, who started CAMFED, is actually been awarded an OBE by the Queen of England. And she was just a woman who went to Africa in 1991 and decided to make a change.
And you're a woman who went to Africa in 2007 and made a change.
Exactly. Right? You know, and it's not only Africa. It's happening everywhere. So,
everywhere.
You know, there's children in India, Indonesia, you know.
All over the world.
South
I'm involved
America.
With an organization called SOS Children's Villages. And we have over 386 orphanages in the world. So there are children all over. But since we're in Africa, I would love to talk to you about the African Film Commission, because I know you're involved in that as well.
Yeah, the African Film Commission was actually set up by a friend of mine, Nicholas Neely, who's started a... What he was trying to do was get interest in African films, you know, because, you know, like now they've got Bollywood, which is like
right,
really big, which is the Indian film industry.
Right.
They're making a lot of African films at the moment as well. And they've had a film industry in parts of West Africa for a long time. And what the African Film Commission does is they organize events and seminars on African film, you know.
Are you going to be in any of them coming up?
I've already done two African films.
Great.
And, you know... Yeah, they're very different, you know. But,
right, of course.
Not recently, you know. I think, because a lot of times you have to go there to film them. And at the moment, I've just got so many engagements in Los Angeles.
Speaking of the moment, what's next for you?
At the moment, I'm up for a film called Prayer for Rain. It's a film starring Misha Barton and Martin Sheen, and it's going to be filming in India.
How fun is that? Great.
I think it starts filming in November.
Great.
But, it's an Indian production, funny enough, but with Misha Barton and Martin Sheen. And
fantastic.
So it's like, you know, it's an English product.
Right.
In English, but it's produced by Indians, you know. So that's my next project I'm going to be doing. And, I look forward to that.
Fantastic. Well, you know, you have so many things going on. And I think that if you keep going with this humanitarian work that you're doing and the philanthropic work that you're doing, you might be following in your uncle's footsteps and get be a co-recipient or maybe a recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Maybe.
You never know. Listen.
Yeah,
from what you're doing, if I were able to award one right now, I would award one to you because you have changed so many lives and you're continuing to do it.
No, I think, you know, reaching out to people is a very important thing. You know, it changes you more than anything, you know. It changes you. And it's, you know, it just makes you feel better about yourself, you know.
Now, there's in your biography, there's a statement that says that you are a great believer in people maximizing their full potential. And
correct.
I think not only do you believe that other people do that, but clearly you are definitely maximizing your full potential in life. And
yes, I
you know, it's one of the, you're just an inspiration. I read your whole diary on actually A Small World, and that's how I said I would love to interview you because it was such an inspiration to me to read that diary.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Because A Small World is such a, you know, it's getting larger day by day, but it's such a small community that I said, this story needs to be told to the world.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you very much for inviting me on your show.
Absolutely. Well, to the max, you know, we're now streaming on iPhones and everything. So we are heard internationally. So, you know, it's not just we're all over, and we're all over the internet on latalkradio.com. So this show goes into archive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're planting a seed for all of your work to grow into an international phenomenon. So I thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. I mean, it's great talking with you and being able to reach out to people out there to know more about this charity and several others. And hopefully, you know, people can inspire other people's lives.
Well, you've inspired mine. You've inspired mine. I would love to get involved with whatever work you're going to do with Kenya Next, or Kenya is how the proper way to say it. But I would love to get involved. And this is a live show to the max on LA Talk Radio. So I've got to take a quick commercial. And when we come back, we're going to talk to one more moment to our guest of honor tonight, Amanda Annan. So I'm going to break right into a commercial. You're more than welcome to stay on the line. And actually, my commercial for tonight is for Asprey, asprey.com, everyone.
Okay.
It's one of my most favorite things in the world, Asprey Collection. They have a men's line, they have a woman's line, they have the most beautiful things, and I just want to say asprey.com. Check out their website. Mm-hmm. They've been a British luxury goods since 1781, and I'm going to be getting some Asprey saddle pads. So my pick of the week for Asprey is their saddle pads. If you can get one, and get the Asprey saddle pads. Check out asprey.com, ASPREY.com. And Amanda, that was my little commercial. Got to pay the bills here. You know what I mean? But
that was funny.
So this show is all unscripted. I just go with the flow and, you know, I just have a great time. And I want to thank you so much for being on To The Max. And how you say you want people to maximize, I always say take life to the max, which is something that I do every day, you know, in regular life. It doesn't have to be to the extreme or the most luxurious. But even if we can help people, and that seems what you're doing, and I would love to get involved. So thank you for coming on my show.
Oh, thank
to the
you.
Max.
Thank you.
And anytime you want to be a guest, everyone check out maxtucci.com, which is my website, where we're going to post all of Amanda's websites if you want to get involved, if you want to donate money. Because really, you know, one of the main reasons why I have guests on the show is because people get inspired and it's nice to give back. And if you have an extra check that you want to write, check out all the ones that we mentioned tonight. You can always contact
me. Anything's not too small.
That's right.
A dollar. A dollar.
A dollar a day changes the life for children. You know, it's like, you know, the cheesy commercials, your cup of coffee for $1.35. Well, coffee's now like $7. So that's a week of saving a child. So,
yes, definitely.
Well, Amanda, it's definitely been a pleasure interviewing you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
I have another fantastic guest coming on tonight who is a famous stylist in L.A. She works with a lot of people. So, well, Tyra Banks being one of them. So we're going to have her on the show next. And thank you so much. I bow to you. And maybe one day you deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. So if I had one,
okay,
I'd give you one.
Yeah,
right,
definitely. When I get nominated for Nobel Peace Prize or chosen, I'll let you know.
Please do so. And we'll talk about that.
Thank you very much, Max.
But, and in the future, definitely, I would love for you to come back onto the Max and talk about anything that, you know, you're doing,
definitely,
your movie,
definitely,
and we'll definitely discuss it. So have a blessed evening.
Definitely.
Be inspired, be encouraged. Thank you. And take life to the Max. So that was Amanda.
Thank you.
All right, Amanda, have a lovely evening.
Have a great rest of the show. You too. Take care.
Right.
Thank you.
Goodnight.
Bye.
Bye. So everyone, that was Amanda Annan. What a fantastic interview we had. Check out virginite.com. Help change the world. Let Amanda be an inspiration to you. Oh my God, we've got to get Q on the line. But before we do that, everyone, please go get your Apple iPhones. I'm going to get rid of my Sidekick that never works. God bless Sidekick. I love them. I've had one for years. But I need an Apple iPhone so I can hear all the shows on latalkradio.com. If you want to call in, the number is 323-203-0815. I got to tell you about, I really want to go to the Bahamas, like, as of yesterday. And there's a place there called Rock House. Check out rockhousebahamas.com. It is the most beautiful place in the world. White sands, blue waters. I want to be there right now. So check out Rock House. Also, that's a fun hotel. I think that I'm definitely going to go there. I haven't been there yet. I saw them on the web, and I was like, that's the place that I want to go. But one place that I have been this summer is Portofino. I went with my dear friend Bridget, and let me tell you, Portofino is the place to be. I found my love in Portofino. I'm in love with Portofino. All right, go to hotelsplendido.com. I'll have that all on maxtucci.com. That's where I stayed. Amazing time. Mary J. Blige rocked it out. Jennifer Lopez was there. Catherine Zeta-Jones was there. It is the place to be. Exclusivity is the key word there. Go see them. Okay. U.S. Open, I've been. I'm exhausted. The heat, the sun, I'm tired. Thank God it's almost over. I know there's some matches going on right now. U.S. Open, fantastic. Also, if you're going to be in Greenwich, Connecticut this weekend, go to Greenwich Polo. Check them out at greenwichpolo.com this Sunday. I think it's the last match, so catch it if you can at greenwichpolo.com. Also, just for fun, just a little tidbit to let y'all know, Oprah Winfrey starts her new season tomorrow. Check out Oprah.com and tune in to ABC to catch your local times that you can watch the new Oprah Winfrey show. New season begins. All right. Sam, can we please get Q on the line because we've got to talk to her. And here we go. Sam, get Q on the line. While we're getting Q on the line, also check out a fantastic hotel. SABISABI.com. SabiSabi.com. It's another private game reserve, but you know what? We can share. There's a lot of things going on. We're going to get her on the phone right now. Q, hey, this is Max, and you're live on To The Max. What's going on?
Hi, Max. How you doing?
I'm doing so well. I am so glad you're on my show. You are a stylist to the stars, from Tyra Banks to Forest Whitaker, his beautiful wife, and everyone in between, including all the girls from America's Next Top Model. So as my listeners know, I was on the first season of that as a lifestyle expert, and now I have on one of the fashion experts, the amazing Q. We call you Q, but you can tell all my listeners out there what your real name is.
My full name is Lizelle Kwame, and I do go by Q in the fashion industry. And people, you know, it's a mixture. Some people call me Q, some people just want to call me Kwame, but yeah, you can call
now,
me Q.
What I say is you can call you whatever you want as long as they call you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So on that note, check out lqstyles.com if you want a fly stylist that will do you up the right way. Q is it. You can see what she's done for so many people. So without any further ado, I give you the stage, Q. And I want to have you on tonight. You know, I was going through a list of people. I said my first show, this is my new season. So I wanted to have you on, and I wanted to talk about something that I find most fascinating about you, which is beautyandlove.org. Please tell my listeners exactly what beautyandlove.org is.
Okay, it's Beauty and Love Foundation, and yes, we do have a website as well. And basically, you know, as a fashion stylist and working with a lot of different celebrities, as you said, and I also work with folks that are non-celebrities, like in the corporate world and stuff, dressing folks, I really just saw the need for really reaching out back to our young girls, our young people, because they're so into fashion. And as you said, working from Top Model, you know, it gave me a platform. I was on there for about 4 seasons, and it gave me a bigger platform to meet just a lot of girls that are, you know, insecure about their image and their look, whether it be, you know, complexion or their weight or their height or little things like, you know, I don't like the way my eyes are, you know, just little.
Well, you know, the thing that's interesting is that people, you know, it's like when they're kids and kids make fun of other kids and they're like, your eye is crooked or your this is crooked. Kids remember and they don't know why they don't like something about themselves. So it's great that you started this foundation, because you're going to help break a lot of broken hearts and kids and a lot of bad, you know, bad energy around these kids for no reason. They don't know why they have it. So
I think it's because really they important. Internalize it, and then it really affects their self-esteem. And then from, you know, being like, you know, 8, 9, 10, and then now you're a teenager and then you're an adult, you still are carrying around that baggage. You know,
exactly.
So we do at Beauty and Love Foundation, we work with teenagers usually from 13 to 17 or 18 years old, and we have what's called like a teen summit. So it's a day of what it stands for is, you know, that you're whole, perfect, and complete just as you are, pure beauty and love, and to really recognize your own gifts. So we show people, like, or girls, really what's the difference between, like, what a stylist does. Like, when we dress someone for, you know, the red carpet or for a magazine shoot or a video shoot, you know, that really the person becomes a character for the day. That's not who they are every single day. That's not how they wake up, that there's a full team. So we give you that experience. But then we also talk about other things that make up and incorporate your image, like your health. So working out, little things that you could do at home. This year we added your image on the internet, because there's a lot of cases, like real cases out there in New York, New Jersey, here in California. I was in Alabama earlier this year, where you have young girls with their boyfriends or friends, they're passing images of themselves, inappropriate images, over the internet.
Let's talk about that. You know, everyone has a Facebook page, a MySpace page, a this page, a that page, and they're putting pictures on there that can potentially damage their future. So why don't tell them, because when we had their lives, their future, everything, when we had our pre-production call, we spoke about this, and I was like, I could not agree with you more. So tell my listeners, why is it so important not to put your picture of you smooching with your boyfriends on the internet?
Actually, even bigger than that, it's more like if there are cases where, you know, the young girl may have been naked or half clothed, and then, like, the guy, boyfriend or friend or whomever, then sends this image, you know, to his entire address book. So now you have two lives ruined, because you have this young girl who's now devastated, didn't realize what she was really doing, yes and no, and then you have this young guy who is now sent technically pornography over the internet. So then he gets arrested. He can then be, you know, listed as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Now his life is ruined and her life is ruined. You know, so it's a big problem. And, you know, folks may think it's a joke or it's not going to be that bad, or, you know, this is my boyfriend or my girlfriend, you know, we're dating. But things happen. And then that's one aspect of it where your life is ruined. The other aspect of it is that, you know, you go to apply for a job. Now you're 18 years old. You know, it's different than when you and I started out. Now, you know, your employers are going to Google you or, you know, look you up on Yahoo or whatever. And then here comes this image of you that, you know, you took when you were 13 and you weren't really thinking. It was just like a thing to do. You know, so we really want to encourage girls and guys to think about it, to really make smart choices about their life. And all of these things affect your image. And so we talked about that at Beauty and Love at our teen summit. Like, that was a huge topic this year because, again, you have these cases that have come up.
Well, listen, I mean, you're not only a stylist to the stars and to also corporate, but you're a life-changing stylist. I think that should be your new tag.
Oh, I like that. Yeah,
because
Thank you.
That's exactly what you are. You're changing lives of, you know, children. Teens, or there aren't children, teens, you know, think it's cool to be hip and you know, cool to be this and that. But, I mean, you know, especially being on America's Next Top Model, you've seen the ins and outs of where these girls are coming from and their images and how they feel. How was it being, I mean, I know from my thing, it was a lot of fun being on the show, and Tyra was awesome to work with. How much fun was it to work on America's Next Top Model?
It was a lot of fun. Like, you know, I worked on season 3, and in season four, I dressed the girls. I was on the show. I was the lead stylist. You know, and again, as you said, the girls come from all different backgrounds and stuff, and just to be in that experience, and everyone's vying for this top prize. But in the, as they go along each step of the way, they're learning things about themselves. So it's kind of cool to interact with them, you know, in that space of, like, growth, personal growth.
Absolutely.
So that was great. And then the last two seasons I work on, which was seasons 5 and 6, I dressed Tyra. So now I was on the other side of it, which was kind of interesting because sometimes the girls would want to talk to me, then they wouldn't because, you know, I'd be with, like, Tyra's team. And so it's like, oh, I don't know if we can talk to her because she's a judge. You know what I mean? Like, it was that kind of thing. But it was great. We had lots of fun. You really get to hear where, you know, young people are coming from today. It's a different time. You know, I grew up, you know, the 80s and stuff. So, like, this new generation in the 2000s, I'm like, wow, like, really? This is how they communicate. So
you Isn't it scary?
Yeah, it's different. It's texting and instant messaging. And, you know, it's more than MySpace. It's Facebook. It's Tag. It's I can't even keep up with all the social networking pages. But you have to. You have to keep up with those pages because you need to know what, you know, your kids are doing and what they're thinking, how you meet them halfway, how you help them to grow and become beautiful, productive, you know, citizens in the world. And, you know, and then so that they can pass a torch on and they can, you know, reach out to the next generation, you know, after them.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, speaking of children's future, when you were growing up, what was it that you wanted to do? Did you always want to be a stylist?
No, I didn't even want to be. I didn't want to be a stylist. I didn't know it existed. It kind of really became popular, like, in the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years.
In fairness,
what's that?
In fairness, it did, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I remember growing up, people threw on whatever they wanted and did their thing.
Yeah, you know, you didn't really, I mean, you knew of costume designers, you know, different, like, for movies and stuff, but...
Well, I always said, you know, I always said there weren't stylists in the 80s. Because when you see Oprah and you see what she was wearing in the 80s to what she's wearing now, you knew there was not a stylist.
Right. Exactly. No, when I was growing up, I wanted to be a model. I did a little bit of that for a hot second. And the only reason I did that, quite honestly, was that my parents, in particular my mom, you know, I had self-esteem issues myself. At the time, I was too tall. You know, I wasn't happy about my complexion. You know, I'm in the sixth grade, and I'm, like, amongst the tallest in the class. It was, like, myself and one other girl who was taller than all the guys, all the other girls. So, I would walk around and kind of, like, try to arch my shoulders so I wouldn't be as tall.
Right.
You know, just, I had a little, then I was, like, too skinny. So, you know, it was, like, different names that I was called. So, did a little modeling, and then you feel, like, oh, like, empowered. It was, like, a different stage, which was great. And after high school, I changed focus, and I wanted to be a lawyer. And so in college, I focused on, like, legal work and being a paralegal. And and I worked at, you know, a lot of great firms and one of a top international firm, you know, in the world. And that was a great experience. And then flipped the script because, you know, it's a different time. You don't have to just be, you know, the top professions that you hear of all the time, doctor, lawyer, teacher.
Right.
You know, you can do other things. And went back to school, went back to FIT in New York City.
Right.
And it was going to be a buyer, actually, because for me, my goal was to be back in fashion and to have a career in fashion that was going to allow me to travel, that was going to be fun, that I was going to enjoy, that was going to allow me to do the things that I love to do with regards to fashion, putting looks together.
You and
know,
you found it.
I found it, and it was
you
great.
Found
and so
it.
I stick to my goal. Like, I mean, I've added other goals, too, but with regards to fashion, because... Even while I was working at the law firms, I would shop for, like, the secretaries or other paralegals.
Look how funny.
you
were styling
I mean?
Back
so,
then,
like,
right?
So, like, I was doing it then, and that was, like, you know, early 90s or whatever. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations on finding your goal and sticking to it. And thank you so much for creating beautyandlove.org, the foundation. For more information, everyone, check out beautyandlove.org. You can always go to maxtucci.com to get further information about Q and her webpage, which is lqstyles.com. lqstyles.com. Listen, I mean, I haven't been to work. I call my radio show work. I haven't been to work in about a month. And I just realized that an hour has almost flown by and that I have to wrap my show, Q.
Can you believe that?
So without any...
I'm having fun.
I'm having a great time. And I would love to have you back on. You know, Fashion Week in New York is starting. Are you coming out?
I'm on my way tomorrow out
All right,
to LA,
look,
yep.
You know what then? Why don't I have you on next Sunday and you could recap Fashion Week for me?
Oh, let's
Would you
do
like
that.
To do that?
Let's
you know what?
Do
We're
that.
Gonna do that. We'll do that. There's also, you know, I have Stacey, you know, Stacey Angeles. I have her come on once in a while too. And I'll have you on now too. I'd like to have different people's views. You know, this is the show is called To the Max, so everyone has their own view and everyone takes their view to the max. So I'm definitely gonna have you back on next Sunday. I will write you in the book. Put in your calendar, and we'll have you recap some of your favorite shows.
Perfect. Excellent.
All right. Well, listen,
I'll
tell all your
friends.
I'm
home.
Great, and tell your friends if they have Apple iPhones to get on latalkradio.com to click on the link, and they can hear this show on the archive with To The Max, because we are now streaming on iPhones. Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's neat. Congratulations to you, too.
Thank you.
A wonderful program.
So,
and thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for being on To The Max, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
Okay, then.
Have a blessed week. Be inspired and encouraged, and take this week to the max.
All right. Bye.
All right, and have safe travels coming to New York.
I will.
All right, have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Everyone, like I said, go to apple.com, get your iPhones, pick them up, listen to the Max on LA Talk Radio. Before I get out of here, Sam, is it really time to go? I'm so upset. I missed everybody. I missed this show. So I want to say hi to Derek and Morgan, who are listening in New York City. And remember, our new number here at LA Talk Radio is 323-203-0815. It's a new number for me to memorize. Call me anytime if you want to talk. Check out maxtucci.com. Check out latalkradio.com. And of course, if you got your iPhone, link it up, people, so you can listen to the streaming of my show. You can hear The Damage Report. You can hear The Art of Love. You can even hear BBQ Central. You can hear about all barbecuing things. That's what I did all weekend up at Candlewood Lake. In the can, we've got such great shows. My girl, Nikisha Michelle, and Living Vivaciously. These are all just a bunch of shows that we have on LA Talk Radio. And our network is growing. It's amazing for me to be on this show. I'm so thankful to be here and to be on my show To The Max on LA Talk Radio. I'm just rambling now because I'm like trying to tie this up, but I don't want to go. So maybe my new season will have another hour, Sam. I don't know what you think about that, but let me know afterwards. We'll talk about it. But everyone, have a wonderful week. Fall is here. Get ready to dress well. Thank you to my guest, Amanda. Amanda Annan. Thank you so much for coming on To The Max. Q, I can't wait to have you on next Sunday to talk about Fashion Week. Everybody, you know what? Like I always say, well, I can't say anymore. Summer's over, but the fall is here. If you're going to drink and drive, please don't. Be smart. Stay over at a friend's house. You never know. They could become your next lover. Anyway, on that note, everyone, have a wonderful beginning of spring. School starts, everyone. Drive carefully. Watch out for school buses and kids. I feel like this is a public service announcement. On that note, I'm going to public service myself out of here. Everyone, enjoy the week. Take life to the max. Sam, let's wrap it up. I'm out of here. I'm going to bed. Good night.
You're locked in.